scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
Well, you know, sometimes people drink coffee in the morning to wake themselves up, or sometimes they'll have soda.
Yeah.
Well, how about you combine both of them together to make one super drink?
Why?
Well, they're doing it already. So
soda coffee?
Even if you don't want it, it's going to happen. Atlanta Business Chronicle says that Coca-Cola coffee has been introduced in Japan. Now, the drink has 50% more caffeine and 50% less calories than regular Coke.
Oh, okay. I'm seeing the point here.
So those that have sampled the new Coca-Cola coffee say it initially tastes like Coca-Cola, but then it has that smooth aftertaste of coffee.
Oh, it's got a coffee finish?
Coffee, yeah. It's a nice coffee finish.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's aged in oak barrels. No, I'm kidding. But the drink is being sold in vending machines right now in Japan. And I'm sure, I mean, they do test a lot of stuff in other countries, and it never makes it to America.
This sounds like the kind of thing that could.
I think this could make it.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think you're right. Yeah. I don't know if this is going to make it, though. Newser says Crayola has named their new blue-colored crayon Blutiful. Other names considered were Dreams Come Blue, Blue Moon Bliss, Reach for the Stars, and Star Spangled Blue. Blutiful will be replacing the retired color Dandelion later this year. Can you play a little taps for me there?
See.
On your mouth taps.
Oh, you want me to mouth taps?
Yeah. Dandelion. We loved you. You were the yellowest yellow in the box.
You know, I'm very upset about this because if we analyzed the 24 box of crayons back when Dandelion was being released.
Didn't we decide the last thing we needed was another blue?
Exactly.
There was so much blue.
I think out of the 24, there was, if you count Violet kind of falls into the blue category-ish.
Yeah, of course it does.
So
yeah.
There
was blue-green, there was green-blue. Mm-hmm.
I think out of the 24, there was at least five blue colors.
I totally agree. We don't need Blutiful. But like you, Blutiful, I don't even know what color it is. Like, I don't know if it's a light blue or...
I don't know. No, I haven't seen it yet. So I'll have to I'll have to look it up. But I when I saw that, I was very upset.
I think we're going to be playing with more crayons pretty soon. I predict that.
You want
another crayon show?
Another crayon show?
Yeah.
I think it's always a good time. Well, check this out. So if you buy lottery tickets, you know, sometimes you win a little bit of money. Well, this guy has got to be the luckiest guy in the world. His name is Gregory Dean. He's from Ashland, Virginia. So what he did, he recently won $100 playing the Virginia lottery. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, that's great.
This
Can't
guy thought
sneeze at that.
Yeah, this guy thought he doubled down and just he took $10 from his winnings and he bought more scratch off tickets, and then he won $500,000.
Oh my goodness!
So he says, "Guess I was just the right place, at the right time."
Well, I guess that's just what happened.
This is people I hate.
And stories like this are so misleading because you know there's a million people out there who will play that $10 and then lose the entire $100 and then some.
Yeah.
Play all of the 100 and then play another 100 just because they think they might win and they don't. So
watch. Yeah. This guy will be in the news again. He'll probably win like Powerball like in 5 years.
And then he'll get
like
hit
that by
lightning.
Yeah. And then he'll survive.
Yep.
he'll just be that lucky.
Well, this is lucky if you like goats. Do you like goats, Johnny?
I love goats.
Do you know there's a whole goats Facebook page you can follow?
Really?
Just follow goats on Facebook. It's like,
didn't you say you did that when you were hanging out with your friends one?
Yeah, I did last weekend over the wedding. At a wedding, I followed goats. So EAG News claims that the Washington Elementary School in Salt Lake City is using a herd of goats to landscape their campus.
Nice.
The goat's owner, Greg Cover, tells KUTV that his animals work for $3,000 as opposed to a landscaping crew, which wants $8,000. I'm not sure the goats want money at all. I think that's for him, but I don't know. I could be misunderstanding that. He said, we're not hurting birds. We're not hurting bees. It's just a natural thing that's been around for thousands of years. They're the most efficient worker you'll ever work with. They don't complain. They don't talk back. They don't take breaks. They just go to work.
I like that. If I could get some goats to mow my lawn.
You could.
I would be happy.
Where
can I get goats? I mean, is that easily accessible? I can't just go to the farm store and say, yeah, instead of a lawnmower,
go find
can I just
a 4-H
get goats?
Kid. They have goats. They sell them. Go to the Berrien County Youth Fair.
No, I want the cheaper goats, the goats that just mow the lawn. I don't want fancy goats. I just want worker goats.
Go on Craigslist and put in worker goats. I don't know what to tell you. Anyone knows any worker goats looking for a job, call us.
I got a lawn. It's not too big, so I think probably two to three goats, I'm good.